listener production.
Hi, I'm Andrew Schau. Despite skyrocketing cases across our state and back home across the Goulburn Valley and Gippsland, it appears COVID complacency is settling in for many. The new data from Pfizer shows two-thirds of us are less concerned about the virus in our community. Professor Robert Boyer says we should be testing regularly.
If you're symptomatic and you test positive, you can isolate and stop the spread of infections. The other reason is that you can help those who are at higher risk of serious disease to seek medical advice sooner rather than later so they can consult their GP.
Gippsland's Latrobe River is still showing moderate signs of flooding this morning. The SES have renewed their warning for the area, Yallourn down to Traugan Creek, with river levels at Tom's Bridge remaining above moderate flood levels, although fortunately rains are expected to ease in the coming days. Ramped up foot patrols on Phillip Island appear to be doing the job, with the first week of schoolies celebrations going off without a hitch. Local police say they're happy with the behaviour of those who've been partying on the island this week, ahead of a second tranche of school leavers arriving this weekend. Acting Senior Sergeant Scott Morrison says they're here to help everyone stay safe while having fun.
We're more than willing to engage with the school leavers as they're floating around, and you know, we're down here to, you know, to do our job but to have a good time as well. And you know, our approach is all around harm minimisation and making sure that we all have a good time.
And a Kyabram man's been brought into police custody after a search warrant. In the search of the local address, officers found a number of items thought linked to a recent spate of graffiti in the area. The man has been charged and bailed, expected to appear in Echuca Magistrates Court in February next year. To sport now, Kyabram Bowling Club will play host to an international bowling star. Scottish bowls champion Alex Marshall will attend a showcase match against East Shepparton on December 2, and it follows a year of trying to get him on board for the event. Marshall's got a decorated history, earning multiple titles and gold medals in many international events. In the meantime, it's a big win for the Shepparton Gators, their under-18 side succeeding against the Wangaratta Warriors.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching,
if the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now. Listener.